KNOM Profiles.
The State Department of Natural Resources issued 205 permits for offshore mining operations in Nome this year. At KNOM this summer, we're taking some time to get to know a few of our summertime neighbors. Each week, we're talking to a different miner in the community. This week, let me introduce you to Ian Foster. Originally from Washington State, he's been gold mining in Nome since 2009.
I was at a point in my life where I wanted an adventure, and I heard about a guy, Scott Foster, that was dredging up here, and I had a couple of conversations with him. He ended up giving me a job offer, and I came up 2 weeks later.
When the job offer came, Ian was working in media and pulled three 12-hour shifts on the weekend in an underground mine.
So I was working my tail off just to kind of get ahead and just feeling like there's got to be something more than this.
Part of the appeal of coming to Nome, Foster says, was that it sounded like a wild Alaska adventure.
When I read all those stories about pioneers and adventurers and things like that, they did stuff like this, you know? And so when Scott told me we live in a tent outside of town, we dive in 40, 50-degree water. Sometimes we dive in water that has ice on it. All those things were selling points to me. I wanted to feel life in my bones. You know, I wanted to feel that. And I didn't want to just go to work and kind of punch in at a desk.
But he says it was a rough first summer.
So financially, it didn't work out. The adventure of it was great. And I'm talking about it like it's rainbows and unicorns and everything. But financially, it was a rough summer. We had too many people on one dredge. And then we had really bad weather set in, kind of like what's setting in now. So none of us could work. So I had to figure out, what am I really going to do here? The plan was to, you know, make a bunch of money and then go back to grad school in the fall. I was accepted to the master's social work program at the University of Utah. And so that was the plan, to go back to school with a bunch of money in my pocket. But by mid-August, I'd gotten like 3 ounces. And that's, I'm a grown man, you know, that's not a lot of money. And so I had to ask myself, like, what am I doing? And then I started thinking, you know, there's a lot of good opportunities up here, financial opportunities. And I was going to grad school in a profession that just doesn't get a lot of money. And so I decided to stick around.
So Foster went to work for 2 years with the Office of Children's Services in Nome as an investigator. He says he learned a lot about the community and made many friends.
You don't really get to know your neighbors in a lot of places. It becomes just the rat race with your schedule. And up here, I got to know everybody in all facets of life, you know. I mean, I got to play softball with people, and I still get to, because I'm still here and we're all still alive, you know. So, you know, I get to play softball with people and work with people and talk about how the kids are doing and go to my friend's kids' basketball games and stuff that I just never do down in Lower 48. I get to do up here because I know people as a whole person, not just like as a professional friend or a personal friend or a softball friend. You know, we're just friends. I really like that about it.
4 years after arriving in Nome, he's still here. And now he's mining full time.
I mean, I'm mining. That's my job now. You know, it ended up being a professional choice, which is weird. It's still kind of an out-of-body experience for me. But
what do you enjoy most about your time as a gold miner?
It's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy the fact that I dictate whether I go broke or whether, you know, I go big. It's really dictated by the amount of work that I put into it. There's no easy money in mining. I think a lot of guys, especially with some of the things that are portrayed on some of the shows that are shown about gold mining up here, they think that they're going to hit this mother load and then they won't have to work or something like that. And everybody realizes pretty quick up here that there's no easy money in mining. The guys that actually make money consistently are the guys that are really working their butts off. They're out there whenever the water's good, they're out there. And when the water's not good, they're fixing their equipment so that it will be good when the water's good. So, yeah, there's a lot of work and a lot of discipline. And, yeah, but it's all my time, and it's all choices that I make, and there's very little politics in an owner-operator-run mining operation. You don't have to deal with a boss that has a different agenda than you have. Or
so do you feel like you're able to kind of enhance your personal life as well as your, you know, work life as a gold miner?
Definitely. Definitely. And that's what it is for me. I mean, everybody gets into gold mining up here in Nome for different reasons. I think everybody comes up here to start out with because of the adventure of it. And, you know, if you have dreams of the big nugget that's going to solve all your problems, like, good luck, you know. But or all your financial problems anyway. It's going to take a lot of work. I think everybody realizes that real quick. The guys that stick are the guys that know how to work hard. That's the bottom line.
Foster says he tries to average about 6 to 8 hours diving per day, though he says the work does wear on his body.
I have tons of respect. I see a lot of old timers out there that they're 60, 65. And this is like that last hurrah for some of them. You know, they're coming up and I got to do this while I can. I respect that. That's nuts. I'm tired. I'm 34. I'm in great shape. I eat right. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I treat my body like a machine, and I'm still exhausted in the morning sometimes, and I'm struggling to get up, and I see some of those old-timers beating me out on the water, you know? That's an amazing amount of grit.
But in the end, he says it's an adventure.
I've never had a job that's a quest or an adventure every time I go to work, so I like that part of it.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.